It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, yeah, that's me. Welcome to The Attack. Black, you, Senator Robert, out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest task, as we had a close call this morning. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, it absolutely is. We got a great show in front of us today. A lot of stuff to talk about. NBA, baseball, football. We got an author, Russ Bradbury, at back end of the show, and to be determined. He has written a outstanding book on gun violence in Chicago and its relation to sports in the city, and we'll be talking to him about that, relevant for today's times, and certainly with the discussion that's going on as far as gun control, no gun control, whatever the circumstances are. It should be a lively discussion, to be polite. We only get you for a little bit, brief period of time up here in the Northeast. It's still raining, although it's not snowing, number one. Number two, temperature is actually going up, which is good. And number three, it's not white coming down out of the sky. It's clear, which is a good thing. It means I can't wash my car today, which I had planned on doing. But nevertheless, I do get to step outside and not freeze my yayas off, which is good. All the joggers are out there. Kids are getting off to school. Dogs are being walked. Circumstances are what they are. We only get you for a couple minutes. Everybody's plugged into something, some kind of device. It's a phone. It's a tablet. It's a laptop. It's an iPhone. It's an iPoppy. Whatever the circumstances are, yeah, we're there for you. Because you got to go to and get all the different platforms. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. Download them. /talk. We're right there for you. Or if you're sitting at your desk already, like I am, you go to the award-winning website, Sports Byline USA. Click on the Listen Live button. We're right there for you. Most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls, no joke, they protect our six each and every day. If you're not aware of it, then you're an idiot, all right? So if you see somebody in a Starbucks or a DD and, you know, Bed Bath or whatever, just go up, thank them if they're in a uni, because they're doing what you won't do, all right? It's tapping the brakes. We head out of here. When we come back, we'll set the table. It's going to be NBA, and we're going to roll from there.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, it's me. You're back with the Attack Black. You, Robert's out on the coast. 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71. I was rolling around the world of sports here. There's a lot of places we can go. Mikal Bridges is going into the NBA draft. Michigan State has its own issues, which we'll probably get into in hour two. And any NFL stories that are bouncing around out there. It's about the association. Right now, there are relevant games being played. There are not relevant games being played. If you're out west, you cannot take a misstep. That's just how it is. And most of the teams are doing pretty well. Cavs got the Central, got number 50. It's interesting, and maybe this is the first crack in the foundation of LeBron, in that they were, I don't want to say maudlin, but they were very old lang syne-ish about winning their 50th. And it was almost like the struggle getting there this year, because they're 8-2 in their last 10, has really maybe given them a little bit of a wake-up call where they're going to be particularly dangerous in the playoffs, in that in many instances they're sensing the end. It could be the end of LeBron in Cleveland. It could be the end of Kevin Love in Cleveland. It could be the end of Ty Lue. There's a whole bunch of could-be ends here. And it seems as if they were very appreciative of the fact that, hey, we got there. We won the division again. Not winning a conference this year. I mean, they could come out of the East, but they're not winning the top of the conference this year. It's Toronto's. And, you know, here they go. So, interesting. Out west, however, it's a different set of circumstances. Everybody has clinched, except the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. And when you look at yesterday's games, there was a lot of relevance going on. Denver's won 6 in a row. T-Wolves won a couple. Everybody from the four hole down, and this is what I was talking about all last week, it's been up for grabs. So you look at it, Utah, 5 in a row. Pelicans, 4 in a row. San Antonio, 2 in a row. OKC, 2 in a row. And what happened? Utah clinched. New Orleans clinched. San Antonio clinched. OKC, last night, clinched. Now it's up to the Timberwolves and Denver. One more game. Right now, Minnesota has the 8-hole. They hold the tiebreaker. It could change. We shall see. But, again, I said, no room for error. Clippers have put up a valiant effort this year. I don't know what's going to happen with Doc. I think the Knicks are holding their breath in anticipation of him being available. And if he is, they're going to grab him. And that's understandable. But the Lakers played great basketball in the second half. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with going down the line. But Denver and Minnesota, without Jimmy Butler, Taj Gibson picked up the slack on the court for a little while as far as being the leader, but they're a young, scattered team under Coach Tibbs, And just to show you how little, in many instances, coaches can set the tone, but players play the game. And players have to lead on the court. And the young players follow the old players. They'll listen to the coach to a point. But when it comes to crunch time and nut up or shut up time, they gotta get it together. And Minnesota just doesn't have that guy on the court when Jimmy Butler's not there. And it's shown in their second half play. There's absolutely no way that Denver should be hanging around here. And you remember Minnesota was sitting in a three hole at one point in time and looking like they were going to threaten, and not Houston or Golden State, but keep Portland out of there and the whole nine yards. Well, it didn't turn out that way. And speaking of Portland, they're possibly giving up the three hole. That's still to be determined. Because they've managed to go into the toilet while Utah's been winning basketball games. So what shouldn't have happened is on the verge of happening. And Portland loses that three hole. Because look, I'm going to say it. Without Kawhi Leonard, San Antonio can't do it. And they would be playing San Antonio in the first round as it stands today. They drop into that four hole, they're facing Anthony Davis. And that's a completely different animal. So, the fun season's about to begin. But I'll tell you, when you look at this year in this league, and you look at the storylines, and you look at how some of these teams have gotten there, NBA is the best sport in the world. It has the most balance. What do you mean, Bob? It's Golden State. No, it's not. No, it's not. Who won? Who's on top of the conference this year? Who's in jeopardy this year? I mean, look, it still may be Golden State. But you look at the talent in this league from top to bottom, and you look at the great young talent. You know, everybody's giving the NBA, the MVP award to LeBron. Take a look around the league. You mean to tell me Anthony Davis shouldn't be in that conversation? You mean to tell me Giannis shouldn't be in that conversation? You mean to say Victor Oladipo? You know, Victor Oladipo shouldn't be in that conversation? James Harden, and I meant to say James Harden as the guy they're giving it to. James Harden's going to win it. But the other three guys that I mentioned? Come on. Come on. I mean, this is no joke here. This league, top to bottom, has brilliance. And it's an easy sell. It's expensive to go to a game, but it's an easy sell. And all you got to do is look around during the course of the day and see the kids that are there with the jerseys and the sneakers. And nobody else is keeping up. Football still has its popularity, but football's going to be lucky to survive the next 10 years. You know what I mean. Not the overall game, but in the way we know it right now. They're changing the game each and every year to accommodate safety, which is completely understandable, but they're altering the fabric of the game, and the public just is not into it like it used to be, especially the younger public. They talk about the demographic of baseball getting older. Watch what happens to football. Basketball's king. Basketball's king. You got a rock, you can play. And you're seeing the results of it on the court in the NBA right now. There's great things happening in the association. And when you looked at the games that mattered last night, like the Thunder and the Heat, like the T-Wolves and the Grizzlies, like the Spurs and the Kings, like the Nuggets and the Trailblazers. These were intense, hardcore games, Pelicans and the Clippers, with great consequences. As we head to the exit ramp, when we come back, we're going to start breaking those games down, who did what, why they were important, and why these players are as good as they are. So as we step aside, I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Black. Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast spinning, making it happen. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still your telephone number of the Attack. And dissociation's where it's at, man. If you're a basketball fan and the whole nine, it's, I got to tell you, 'tis the time of the year. Great thing about sports these days, all sports are 24/7, 365. So there's always a storyline. But as we evolve in the playoffs, and whether it's the, you know, the big dance, or whether it's college football playoffs, or whatever the circumstances are, there's always a great storyline. The NBA is about to get theirs. And the association has control of everything right now. The sport's growing in leaps and bounds. Its popularity in the country is unmatched. There's great players on all teams. Yeah, some teams haven't figured it out yet. Some teams never do. Some players never do. But that doesn't mean the talent isn't there. East is settled. It's just seeding. West is just about settled, except for Minnesota. But there are important games last night, not the least of which were the Thunder and the Heat. Russ has another triple-double. Yeah, how good is this guy? And you heard the guys that I mentioned for MVP consideration, but Russell Westbrook, he doesn't make players around him better. Yeah, he does. You know what the hell you're talking about. He's just one of those guys that needs the rock in his hand. And it's a different style, and it's a style that some will say doesn't fit in the association anymore because of the fact that you look at teams like Houston and you look at teams like Golden State. Golden State is all about ball movement. Everybody moves the basketball. Houston is about ball movement, but Houston is a different style in that the ball's in the hands of either Chris Paul or James Harden, and they decide who gets the shot. But that shot goes up in 7 seconds. They make them, they don't. They make them, they win. They don't, they don't. Simple as that. OKC's a different animal. Russ has to have the rock in his hand. And everybody else around him will perform accordingly if he's performing well. Some nights it's about him. Last night it was about him and Paul George. Because Paul George went 7-19. Made his free throws. Had 27 points. Carmelo, who's very quietly has accepted his role as a senior statesman and a guy who can contribute once in a while, had 11 points, but he was a plus 9 last night. Patrick Patterson's contributing. Jerry Grant's contributing. They're not a deep team. They're not a deep team. But when Russ is on, and yesterday it was on the line against Miami, and Russell Westbrook stepped up in 38 minutes with 23 points, 18 rebounds. Yeah, you heard me. 18 rebounds. You do realize he's 6 foot tall. And 13 assists. No answer. There was no answer for Russell Westbrook. And OKC's in. The seeding will be determined by today. Or tomorrow. I forget. Big game. Big game for them. And Miami didn't show up. They did this in Miami. He went on the road. Hello. I don't know what's going to happen with Miami. I don't know if they're going to be a tough out or an easy out. We'll see. A lot of that was to be determined by Hassan Whiteside, who maybe I ended up being wrong about him, because I was thrilled when Miami signed him to the big deal, and he's done nothing but complain ever since. I don't know. Miami's having a hard time getting big-time stars down there in Miami again. I don't know why. It's a great lifestyle, no state income tax. Coach is great. Organization's great. But we'll see. We'll see. T-Wolves beat the Grizz in a game they had to have, or they would have gotten knocked out. I mean, the Grizz are bad. Bad. They're going to the lottery. Their owner's buying out the rest of the minority owners, so there's things going on in Memphis. Now, I don't know how good that team's going to be for quite a while. They have two stars on the team, but I don't know if at this point in their careers they could add one young buck and have that player develop into somebody they can hand the torch off to. We'll find out. I'll see who they draft, and then I'll give you my opinion. Excuse me, but the T-Wolves had to have this game. Taj Gibson played 8 minutes. Andrew Wiggins played 36, had 7 points, so he basically played 8 minutes. Contributions off the bench. Derrick Rose showed up with 13 big points last night. Their bench gave them stuff. Georgie Deng gave them stuff. Karl Anthony Towns had a monster game. Jeff Teague showed up, had a monster game. And Jimmy Butler played. And when Jimmy Butler plays, it's a different animal. This is, I'm not to say they're going to knock off Houston if they get the 8-hole or whatever. No. It's going to be tough no matter what. But him being on the court is all the difference for this team. He's their leader. He's their guy. He's in his prime right now. If it doesn't happen for Minnesota in the next 2 years before Butler disappears, and Karl Anthony Towns picks it up, or Andrew Wiggins picks it up, and they turn into the kind of team that everybody expects they can turn into with this talent, it won't happen. You got to realize something. This franchise hasn't been in the playoffs for 14 years. 14 years. And when they made the trade for Wiggins and when they got Karl Anthony Towns, they were expecting big things. Coach Thibodeau. They're getting Butler back literally in the nick of time. He's still on a minutes restriction. And like I said, Derrick Rose coming up big. Gibson got hurt with a neck injury, tried to play through it, never came back. But honestly, key off the bench, And with the Grizz, you think about who they lost over the last year. Randolph, Tony Allen, Vince Carter, Mike Conley, Tariq Evans, Chandler Parsons, Marc Gasol. All these guys have either moved on or missed games. Good job by the Grizz. By the Timberwolves, excuse me. And now we'll see. They get Denver on Wednesday. This is it. There's nothing else they can do. Win, you're in. Lose, they're done. They have the exact same record. Only fitting it comes down to that. But the other teams, and I don't know how all the tiebreakers are going to play out. And frankly, I don't care. But you've got OKC and San Antonio and New Orleans sitting at 17.5, and the T-Wolves sitting there. So they still have to win their final game in order to secure where they are in the standings. They lose, and then whoever wins the Minnesota-Denver, and then all of a sudden the tiebreakers come into play, and everybody's moving around, and we'll see what the matchups are in this particular moment. But Denver-Minnesota. And this is what it comes down to. I had Denver on the outside, but they're finishing strong. Going to be interesting. And there are some key matchups. And it is in Minnesota. You know, the important thing, and again, it's all about seeding. But you take, for example, another Wednesday game, right? You got Memphis OKC. OKC lays down, they could end up the 8th seed, face Houston, and they're right out. They're done. So these games do matter. They absolutely matter. Golden State gets Utah. Utah has a chance for the three-hole. Would you want to slide up into the three-hole? Sure. All right, let's hit the ramp. Come back. We'll finish up with the NBA. A couple more games, a couple more opinions, a couple more strong opinions before we move on to other things. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Great offers are blooming at Aaron's. This weekend only, just one penny gets you started. Yes, you heard right. Walk in with a penny and walk out leasing to own the furniture, electronics, and appliances that you've always wanted. Plus, you don't need credit, and delivery and setup are free. From April 13th to the 15th, come into a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get started with only one penny at Aarons.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey guys, Scott Turner, the old G3 Sportsman here to tell you how proud we are here at G3 Boats to be the official boat sponsor of Outdoor Guys Radio Show. Ken will be highlighting and talking to our G3 certified guys for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. We also want you to be aware of our military appreciation $1,000 discount off all our packaged G3 boats, in addition to any of the boat show rebates. Check us out at g3boats.com and come join the G3 Life.
Welcome back. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Nice. So you could either relate to that either as Pee Wee Herman or tequila, which is how I relate to it. That's just me being me. Cinco de Mayo almost upon us. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join in. And, you know, 'tis all good. All good in the hood. Look, the association prime time is coming, baby. But like I said, there were key games last night. Players stepped up. It was fun all the way around. And quite honestly, you know, when you look at the way this league works and how it plays. Things literally change from moment to moment. And even some of the also-ran teams that are not particularly good at this point in time, but have blossoming young talent on there. I mean, you look at last night in the net game, Alan Crabb dropped 41. I mean, is he a core guy? No, but is he a piece you could build around and with? Hell yes. I got news for you. The Nets are going to be real good in a couple of years. And I mean, after the decision-making process of the worst GM in the history of the National Basketball Association, Billy King. Trust me when I tell you, they're going to be a real good team in a not-too-distant future. They've got young parts that this year was just a sort-out year for them. Who wants to play? Who doesn't want to play? Who fits? Who doesn't fit? They have two number three overall picks on that team. One's going to stick with them, and the other one's going to be out the door. Digressing a little bit. But D'Angelo Russell is the real deal. He had 6 boards and 11 assists yesterday to go with his 21 points. Jared Allen is the real deal. I don't know if he's going to be a star, but he's going to be a guy on that team that will contribute. You know, Jahlil Okafor, probably gone. More than likely. Nick Stauskas, I don't know. He's never shown enough. He's another lottery pick on that team. They have a number one pick this year. They're going to get theirs back starting next year. So, you know, 2 years, they're going to be bad, but all of a sudden, they're going to be real good. And the Bulls got it right. They got 5 starters in double figures yesterday. 5 of them. And points off the bench with Bobby Portis. You know, are they great right now? Hell no. Can they be good somewhere down the line? Yeah. Yeah. You know, these teams are works in progress, but they all have talent on their team. They just have to figure out how to win. And they will. Games yesterday, again, that mattered. I talked about the T-Wolves and the Grizz. Spurs took care of their business, 98-85 against the Kings. Nuggets beat the Trail Blazers, who have collapsed inexplicably. 88-82. And I think they bought into what I was saying. They had the 3-hole locked up. Yeah, all right, we'll coast. Not so much. They're a weird team. They have a lot of talent. They don't have much of a bench, but they have a lot of talent. Really good big man. Great guards. And it doesn't fit together somehow. I don't know why. I don't know why. But they have to win a series this year. They have to. I can't believe they lost it. Well, I mean, it wasn't mile high, so I get that. But I just can't figure out how they lose to Denver. And Denver needed the game, and Denver got the game. I mean, when you're playing for need, I guess it does matter. Denver just keeps winning. And like I said, it all comes down to them in Minnesota. They've won 6 in a row. They beat Minnesota. They're in. Minnesota's out. And then what happens up in Minnesota? We were talking about them. Are they going to pin it on Tibbs? Is it going to be because Butler wasn't in there? Are they going to give Tibbs another year? A lot of the players don't like him. Because he grinds them down. They don't have much depth. Or at least depth that they play. I'm still trying to figure out how Muhammad isn't playing, but you know, hell, guy damn near was the sixth man of the year last year, and now he's been riding pine the entire season. I don't know. I don't know. And I didn't like what Terry Stotts said after the game with Portland and Denver. It was a playoff tune-up. Both teams competed at a high level. I'm proud of the way we defend. You lost. You know, you had a chance to put a team out of the playoffs. This is where killer instinct needs to come in. You're getting ready to move on to the, you're in the playoffs, you're getting ready to move on. Okay, I get that. And in theory, you didn't have anything to play for other than positioning, but here you are, you had the three-hole locked up a week ago, and now you're in danger of losing it. But the point is that, you know, when it comes down to it, you got to win a game on a home court somewhere. Although your record away has been good this year, you're 21-20, but here was an opportunity to put a team out of the playoffs, and you didn't do it. So what does that say going forward? What does that say about this team in a tight spot? Not thrilled. I'm watching this, and I got to be honest with it. I wasn't happy about what I saw. And if you're a Portland fan, you can't be thrilled about this. I wouldn't be. Same old, same old. Because it's a distinct possibility. I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, hey, you know, this is Portland basketball all over again. I don't know. Love the playoff season. Can't wait to see the matchups when all the seeding is done, because there's going to be some surprises this year again. You know, don't forget, we were talking about this a year ago when Boston was on the verge of going out in the first round. I want to see their matchup. Who they finally end up with. Because it's not going to be pretty. As I said at the top of the show, Cavaliers took care of their business. LeBron with 26, K-Love with 28. Man, he could play for me anytime. Most beat-up star in the history of the NBA. They blame him for everything. They blame him for the weather. They blame him for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame being a joke. They blame them for the mistake on the lake. They blame him for it being Ohio, with all due respect to Ohio. LeBron dropped 26, like I said, efficient. Jeff Green played well. They're playing small ball. Now, I don't know how this is going to play out in the playoffs, and if it doesn't, if the Cavs bounce in the first round, because Ty Lue is going with a different lineup than what he was doing when they first made the trade. Larry Nance Jr. is coming off the bench. Jeff Green is starting. I don't know if I'm too happy with that, because Jeff Green is an enforcer as far as protecting the rim. And Larry Nance is, and Jeff Green is not. And Jeff Green's playing out of position in power forward. But then again, the whole team is playing out of position. I mean, you look at this roster, and of course it's LeBron and Love. But you look at the rest of the roster. You got a guy, you got Jose Calderon getting big minutes. Is the team better than it was before? Their record is pretty much the same after the trade deadline as before. They changed the pieces. They changed the chemistry. they made bold moves, and LeBron hasn't complained since because he realized that, you know, he had no basis to complain. But is this team geared to go in as the four seed and win? Because right now, Philadelphia is the three seed. Could change. But a 4-5 matchup against Indiana, oof-a. Tough. Jordan Clarkson's coming off the bench. J.R. Smith's coming off the bench. I mean, the minutes are fluid. It's who finishes and not who starts. But they were successful without Lou being there. And they've struggled a little bit since he came back. I don't know. But they won the game against the Knicks yesterday. Knicks are another team. Who's staying? Who's going? All of a sudden, Damian Dotson has come off the bench and become a player. Hornacek's gone. They got to worry about keeping the unicorn next year. Tillichina started, had 17 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. He's a work in progress. He's a 19-year-old kid with a 19-year-old body. Michael Beasley stay with the team next year. I try to keep him in some form. But, man, you look at that talent. One of the least talented teams in the league. You got the unicorn. You got Tim Hardaway Jr. Everybody else is disposable. Even as well as Enes Kanter played. Somebody wants him, take him. And I like the guy. He's a double-double machine. Got to get better. And they got to get it right in this draft. They have to figure out exactly what direction this is going to go in. Jalen Brunson's there, man. He's my man. Give him the rock. Don't look back in 10 years. See what you did. Because you will have gotten it right. We'll see. So as we step aside here, the association is the name of the game. It is the game. It is the playoff time. And we'll finish it up with this hour right after this short timeout. I'm Black or Not. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Oh, yay, oh, yay, oh, yay. You're back with the attack. I'm loving it. I'm looking at some of these potential matchups, man. It's going to be interesting. I mean, if Philly stays in the three hole and they get Milwaukee, what a great, fun matchup that would be. Boston may luck out by getting Miami, because Miami, you don't know what you're going to get. Could they win a series against Boston? Yeah, because they're almost mirror images. But Boston has a little bit better talent. Cleveland and the Pacers? I'd like to have that discussion, and we will, if it plays out the way it plays out. And Washington against Toronto, who knows? Beal comes back. Washington's 2-8 in the last 10. I mean, that'd be a little wall. So, I don't know. I got to be honest. I don't know. And then you look out west. What a fun matchup Utah and New Orleans would be. Portland and San Antonio? If the right Portland shows up, I think they take out San Antonio in 4 games. You know. How does it play? I don't have the answer. I really don't. What I do have the answer to is where we're going, and that's to the top of the hour, the top of the news. So when we come back, we'll have a little more fun, a little more frivolity, and a guest right after this brief respite. Don't go anywhere. I'm Bob Black. This is The Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is very angry about an FBI raid on his personal lawyer's office yesterday. Trump speaking yesterday after the FBI, as he puts it, broke into Michael Cohen's office.
It's a disgraceful situation. It's a total witch hunt. I've been saying it for a long time. I've wanted to keep it down. We've given I believe, over a million pages worth of documents to the special counsel.
Reports are the raid is connected to the $130,000 payment that Cohen made to porn star Stormy Daniels, supposedly to secure her silence about an alleged affair with Donald Trump back in 2006. President Trump saying the administration will respond to Syria's alleged chemical weapons attack on civilians over the weekend.
And when, I will not say, because I don't like talking about timing.
USA Radio News.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
As Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial starts in a Philadelphia area courthouse yesterday, an unexpected happening as he arrives. A topless female protester with the words "Women's Lives Matter" written on her chest and stomach runs at Cosby. Police quickly apprehend her. She's now facing several charges. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg expected to apologize for his company's data-sharing controversy when he's on Capitol Hill today. He'll be in a very hot seat in a Senate hearing, following up with a House hearing tomorrow. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson meeting with Zuckerberg yesterday. The Democrats saying the misuse of social media must be brought under control. Zuckerberg will be pressed about Cambridge Analytica, a political consulting group that improperly tapped into the data of millions of Facebook users. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
An attempt by an NFLer lands him in some trouble as Green Bay Packers wide receiver Trevor Davis reportedly was arrested at Los Angeles International Airport after joking and asking his traveling companion if she, quote, remembered to pack the explosives. The 24-year-old was taken into custody immediately, but he was released a few hours later after posting a $15,000 bond. In a statement, team officials say they're aware of the matter and they're in the process of gathering more information about it. A Canadian coroner having to admit that a survivor of a deadly bus crash involving a junior hockey team was initially misidentified. Royal Canadian Mounted Police reporting that Xavier Labelle was originally listed among the 15 people killed in that Friday night crash, but he was actually alive and still is. Parker Tobin, who died in the crash, was mistaken for Labelle. Officials claim that a lot of the players looked the same because they were similar ages and they had dyed their hair for the playoff run. The bus carrying the players and coaches colliding with a tractor trailer in central Saskatchewan. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. And the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport in Georgia listed as the world's busiest airport, a title that airport has held now for 20 consecutive years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
You're back with The Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. A dreary day here in New York. It's going to get more dreary for you. Russ Bradford is going to join us in, with basically the sequel to Hoop Dreams. Everybody's familiar with Hoop Dreams. It's a book he wrote about Sean Harrington, who shielded his daughter from getting shot on Chicago's South Side and ended up in a wheelchair. Cedric Davis, DeAndre Thompson, both sent to prison for 59 years. But it's a sad story. It's an uplifting story. It's a relevant story. We're going to talk to him at 25 after the hour and have a conversation and hopefully a good discussion. We're not going to solve the world's problems in 12 minutes, but and we're going to extend into the second segment more than likely, which is something we rarely do on this show. But we are going to give it the attention it deserves and hopefully have an apt discussion on what's going on and maybe even the bigger picture in Chicago. So we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking sports as well. It'll be the NFL out of the break. As Andrew Luck had his State of the State address yesterday, and a guy that, quite frankly, I'm rooting for to get all the way back. He's the best young quarterback in football whose career has been derailed. And we'll see how that plays out. So I want to talk about that a little bit, and we'll go from there. Reality is that we only get you for a brief period of time, so I hope these topics that I brought up are entertaining for you and draw you in to us, and maybe you spend a couple of extra minutes listening to us. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher is the way you go. For us, American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls are all over the world protecting us. They don't get to taste a home as often as they would like, so hopefully this gives them a little warmth and comfort as they go forward into their day. But when we come back, NFL, Andrew Luck, and we'll be talking. It's going to be a good hour, a good strong hour here of radio here in The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, it's me. Welcome back to the Attack, Black. You, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the Attack. Russ Bradberg at 25 after the hour. And we'll be talking to him about his book involving Sean Harrington, who protected his wife, his daughter, and shielded her. They were featured on Real Sports HBO. And, you know, Sean was one of the guys featured in Hoop Dreams. And for whatever, it just didn't play out. Became a coach, married, kid, the whole nine yards. And, you know, this is the world we live in, unfortunately. And we'll be talking about that as we go forward with Russ. But National Football League, and there is news always in the National Football League, but Andrew Luck still has not thrown the football yet. He's throwing Nerf balls. He's throwing baseballs. He's throwing everything but footballs. But he feels good. He feels positive. He had his state of the state at phase one of the Colts offseason program. They have a new coach in place in Frank Reich. They're taking their time with him. Look, I think Andrew Luck, with what's the back end of Tom Brady's career, with what, even though he's still playing on a high level, the back end of Aaron Rodgers' career, and name any of the older quarterbacks, it really doesn't matter who. You can talk about Kirk Cousins. You can talk about whoever. It's fine. I don't care. Andrew Luck's the best quarterback of that bunch. He's a big, physical, tough dude who has taken a pounding under bad management. Not bad ownership. I've had this conversation about Irsay before. Irsay spends. Irsay tries to do the right thing. He chooses the wrong people sometimes. But it's not because of the fact that he doesn't want to win and he doesn't put his resources into it. But Andrew Luck, with this shoulder injury, and I'm rooting for the guy. I want him to come back. I want him to be on the level that he was before, because I think with the right coaching, and the right surrounding cast, he can and will do great things. You've seen it before. Because on a team with limited, and I mean limited talent, he's won. He just can't take the pounding anymore. They've got to get an offensive line. But he, in talking about what he was getting into yesterday, he said, look, when the time's right, I'll pick it up. And I was so glad to hear that. He's not going to have another surgery unless something blows out on the arm. But he's not going to have another surgery. And he said, I'm not a perfect feeling athlete right now, which is an interesting recognition. Because every athlete thinks they're indestructible. And he's figured out that he isn't. He was humble. Last year it was the Andrew Luck watch. He's not going to be ready for camp, but he'll be ready for opening day. Well, he's not going to be ready for opening day, but we're going to put him on the pup, and when he's ready, we'll come off, and he'll be off to the races. Well, we're going to keep him on injured reserve all year because he's not there. Well, he's not throwing. Well, it was bad. It was badly handled. The rumor and speculation was rampant that he was done. They grabbed Jacoby Brissett from the Patriots to try to stopgap it. And I still think in the long term, it's a really good move because of the fact that, you know, I don't know if Luck's going to be ready for the opening bell or not. But Jacoby was very highly regarded around the league. And he fell into the same situation that Andrew Luck was, which was Ben Gazzara and Run for Your Life. I mean, you know, why? Why? So, he talked about it, talked about not accelerating his rehab, talked about the fact that I have to be patient. He also talked about when he comes back, he believes he's going to be better than he was, which, you know, again, we'll see. But he also talked about being a better teammate and a better person. And I did find that interesting because, obviously, quarterbacks are the leaders. Everybody takes their cue from the guy that has the football in his hand on every play. That's the quarterback. Everybody else matters, but nobody matters as much as the quarterback. Ask teams that don't have one. I've never heard a bad word about Andrew Luck as far as his teammates, as far as anybody bad-mouthing him around the league. He's cocky. He's far from the first quarterback that's cocky or has a level of arrogance about him. But he seems to think that he needed to become a better teammate and a better person. And there's nothing so humbling. And take it from me. As having something physical happen to your body, where it's either going to derail your life or take your life, or whatever the circumstances are, to give you that dose of humble that you need to be a better human being on this planet. Now, in the grand scheme of things, is he any more important than anybody else on the planet? Hell no. We all have equal value. Some people think they are, but, well, they're wrong. We all have equal value. But he seems to have recognized that something in his approach with his team, with his teammates, and even as a person. I don't know his personal life. I don't care. Needed improvement. And when he was staring in the mirror and he was staring into the abyss of not having a career anymore, at least on the field, he has more money than he'll ever need. But when something that was precious to him was in the process of being taken away from him, it evidently has switched something on with Andrew Luck. I mean, know, like I said, I don't know his personal life. I don't know his habits. I don't know how he treats people. I don't know rumor and speculation, whatever the circumstances are. You know, and frankly, it doesn't matter to me. Now, he even said, and again, this is where, you know, Coach Reich said that they're hoping to have him ready for game one. He said he wants to be full blown in training camp and be able to go. Okay. We'll see. And if that does happen, all the better. But if it doesn't happen, life will go on. It'll go on for the Colts. It'll go on for Andrew Luck, whatever the circumstances are. But for the Colts fans, hopefully he's out there. Yeah. And he even admitted in his press conference, he said he went too fast. He skipped steps. Well, you know, there are experts for a reason. They're not always right. But there are experts for a reason. And if you're an expert and you're doing your job, well, the person better listen to you. Not always the case. Russ Bradford on the other side. I'm Black. You're not. Please don't go anywhere. It's going to be a great experience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
But 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, but we're putting him on hold right now. We're joined by Russ Bradford, who has written a book called All the Dreams We've Dreamed, a story of hoops and handguns on Chicago's West Side. This story has been talked about and featured in the New York Times and on HBO's Real Sport with Brian Gumbel. And, you know, we get a lot of the correspondence from that show on there as well. Russ, welcome to the Attack. This has been described as a sequel to Hoop Dreams. Would that be an accurate statement?
I think it is, Bob. Thanks for having me on. All the Dreams We've Dreamed sort of goes to Marshall High School 25 years after Hoop Dreams was filmed. It's hard to believe that was so long ago. But so the story is focused on the Marshall High School basketball team, which was made famous by Hoop Dreams. You know, I think at that time there weren't many documentary films that had been successful, and Hoop Dreams kind of took the documentary film world by storm. But yeah, I go back to Marshall High School 25 years later.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, most people who are involved in this particular business or involved in the world of sports have seen the movie and know the story. And it was bittersweet in a way because neither person featured made it in the pros, and their dreams as such were derailed to a certain point. But Sean Harrington really wasn't experiencing that, in that he adjusted his life, became a coach, became a father, and in the blink of an eye, it was hanging by a thread.
That's right. Sean Harrington, he graduated from college, got his degree. He did everything we ask kids to do. He was a good father, graduated from college, and came after when his daughter was born his senior year. And he has a college degree under his belt. He's got a chance to go a lot of different places, but he comes back to the West Side because he never knew his father, or didn't know his father well, hardly had ever seen his father. And so he comes back to the West Side, trying to make a difference, goes to his old high school, Marshall, as a teacher's aide. He's not a teacher, but he's a special ed assistant, and does everything right, and still winds up with a bullet in his back and paralyzed from the waist down. So it's an incredibly dramatic story. But people have asked me, Bob, why would, you know, he's got the degree, and why would he go home? Why go back to the West Side? But I don't. I've come to believe that, you know, sort of home is home, and even if you're from a messed up area, I think a lot of people just sort of still feel that it's home. And so he did everything right, and still sort of took a beating. So it's a pretty dramatic story in that way.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to name them, but when people ask questions like that, I find that kind of question ignorant, to be honest.
Me too. I mean, you could say Martin Luther King could have lived to be 100 if he'd just moved to Seattle and sold used cars.
Right, but I mean, my point is that it. And you read the story, and again, you and I talked. I don't have the book, but I did a lot of research leading up to this interview, and which is why we're doing two segments as opposed to one. And it just the quality of the guy. And as you said, he did everything that society asks somebody to do. When you have an opportunity to get out of, quote unquote, the hard scrabble existence in the ghetto and the whole nine yards, you go to college, you get your education pays off. He wanted to give back. He understood. You know, this is supposed to be admired and not questioned. What I was going to ask is did you have an issue with people who were just, I don't know if they were ignorant or just not feeling or not caring or just didn't know the guy who were questioning his motivation and basically his intelligence on making that kind of a decision.
Well, that's what I wanted to do in the book, Bob, is to, you know, I think for all of us, I grew up in Chicago, and in my neighborhood, there hasn't been a shooting in 20 years. And what one of the things I wanted to do with the book was to take people into this other world. You know, it's only pockets of Chicago that are incredibly dangerous, and most of Chicago is perfectly fine. And so that's exactly what I wanted to do, is to take the reader in and also to discover it for myself. And so for the last few summers, you know, I grew up in Chicago and I lived there in the summers. And so for the last few summers, I was, you know, bicycling or driving to the West Side every day to just to try and get a feeling. And I think, you know, what any writer is trying to do is to take the reader into a world that they weren't familiar with. But part of what I think would make Sean Harrington's story so dramatic is, you know, the shooting happened at 7 a.m. It was a total mistaken identity. He was in a rental car just by chance, and total mistaken identity. But he dives on top of his daughter, and a bullet. The first thing that happens, you know, shatter the windshield and that kind of thing. And he dives on top of the daughter, and then the next bullet goes through her headrest. And so, had he not pushed her down in the seat, she would have taken a bullet to the forehead. And of course, you know, and he takes two bullets to the back and he'll never walk again. But I find that kind of heroism to be very sort of compelling. You know, I have a daughter who's 11 now, and I'd like to think, well, that's what I would do if somebody, but I think the truth is that none of us know what we would do when the bullets start flying. And here's a guy that reacted like a Green Beret, you know, and so I think it's a really remarkable, feat of courage. But then here's what he winds up with no health care and no job and no, you know, and then as the book details, the book is called All the Dreams We've Dreamed. And what the book details is, after Sean got shot, six of his players got murdered, just one after the other. Seems like every 4 or 5 months, mostly ex-players. But then by the last one, yeah, who was killed was a current player.
Well, then let me ask you, though, and you know, you've talked about it being pockets of violence within the city, which is really the case in most cities that have any level of violence. It's not that, you know, it's the Wild West in any particular area. It's just that in certain pockets where certain characters exist, that there is violence. So it begs the question, for the players who were shot and who were murdered, were they involved in things that they shouldn't have been involved in, or was it for the most part just random acts of violence where they were in the wrong place at the wrong time?
Well, I think it's a mixed bag. I think some of them, you know, some of them had finished, graduated, but with basketball over and no scholarship. You know, one of the misconceptions, I think, and even from Hoop Dreams, which I think is a fantastic movie, so it's not really a criticism of the movie, but one of the things that I have found is that, you know, hundreds and hundreds of kids play and thousands of kids play in the cities, and then 10 of them get scholarships, and the rest of them, you know, I was one of those guys. I was a terrible player and was a Division III bench warmer, and there was no sort of getting out for, you know, there was a basketball, you know, I practiced just as much as anybody, as a man could practice. I was extremely dedicated, but it didn't lead to much for me other than taught me the discipline and this and that. But I think for a lot of these kids, once basketball's over and there's no scholarship, there's sort of the what are my options here becomes much more stark, I think, for city kids. And so I do think some of them were involved in the low level drug trade, and some of them were also mistaken ideas. So it was sort of a mixed bag,
right?
But the one thing they all had in common is most of them were not college prospects, and I think that's part of the problem too. Is some people see basketball as a way out, but for most of them, it's just something to do till they graduate. Most kids are not getting scholarships.
Well, no question about that. And I mean, that's been the statistic forever. But then it also leads me to ask, then where does the responsibility fall? I don't blame kids. And I mean, if you're a kid and you get into something down the line when you're 18 years old, theoretically you're an adult, and you make your decision, and there are consequences for your decisions. But parenting, coaching, what type of education they're getting. If these kids aren't prepared stepping out of school, knowing that the statistics say they're not going to go forward in their basketball career, where does the fault lie?
Well, one of the things that happened to me when I started writing the book was I had a lot of answers. And now that I worked on the book for 3.5 years, and now I feel like I know I have less solutions than I had. And I do think there's people who have, I don't pretend to be an expert. There's people who have dedicated their lives to trying to help inner city kids or teaching at Marshall or that kind of thing. But I think it's complicated. I think there's, you know, it's education, it's the economy, it's family life, it's the disappearing of our public schools. Like in Chicago, for example, when Sean went to Marshall, there was 2,000 kids there. And today there's 300 kids. And that's typical of a lot of the Chicago public schools, is just declining enrollments as the charter schools are taking kids. Charter schools aren't performing any better in Chicago, but they're taking the funding. And then, they had the closing of housing projects. So there's this dispersal of the poorest of the poor. And in those housing projects, many of the single buildings, which were more orderly, are dispersing a certain population affiliated with a gang out just randomly out into Chicago. And then with the charter schools, kids are crossing into neighborhoods they don't know. And I became a police sympathizer, more of a police sympathizer from reading the book. You know, there's teenagers with pistols and the cops are nervous. And, Sean Harrington's case, the main person in the book, the cops did a terrific job for the most part of finding the shooter and arresting the two shooters. And the two shooters are already behind bars. But right. in the other six murders of the kids, the players after Sean Harrington was shot, there's never been an arrest for any of the other six shooters. And so, but I think it's, there's less and less murder detectives in Chicago now. There used to be 120 and now there's 80. And so when I started the book, I had all the answers. And now I feel like I have less answers. I only understand what happened to Sean Harrington. And I think it's a complicated problem. I don't think I would be distrustful of someone saying that the solution is simple.
I got to interrupt you right here, Russ. We're up against the hard break. We're going to come back and continue this conversation in just a couple of minutes. Hang in there. And I want our listeners to hang in there as well. This is the Sports Attack. We'll be right back.
Great offers are blooming at Aaron's. This weekend only, just one penny gets you started. Yes, you heard right. Walk in with a penny and walk out leasing to own the furniture, electronics, and appliances that you've always wanted. Plus, you don't need credit, and delivery and setup are free. From April 13th to the 15th, come into a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get started with only one penny at Aarons.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey guys, Scott Turner, the old G3 Sportsman here, to tell you how proud we are here at G3 Boats to be the official boat sponsor of Outdoor Guys Radio Show.
Ken will be highlighting and talking to our G3 certified guys for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. We also want you to be aware of our military appreciation $1,000 discount off all our package G3 boats in addition to any of the boat show rebates. Check us out at g3boats.com and come join the G3 Live.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back. Russ Bradford joining us as well, and had to catch you there, and you can tell you've done this before. You stopped on a dime and let me get to my business.
It's not the first time, but I will say, Bob Black, this is my first interview for the book, All the Dreams We've Dreamed, so you're ahead of the curve in many ways.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you reaching out to me. You know, I'll say this right now before we go any further. As you write more on anything you want to discuss, please reach out again. You're welcome back. And these kind of discussions need to be had. It's I think it's emblematic of a lot of what goes on in society and what we're dealing with today. And everybody looks to point fingers. And I asked you a tough question before we went to the break, in that for these kids who are coming out who are not prepared, where does the fault lie? Because I don't blame the kid. And you gave a very complex answer to a very complex question, and I appreciate that. So I'll let you finish your thought.
Well, I do think it's complicated, and you can blame the kids a little bit, but I think it's you know, it's education, jobs, parenting, the schools, you know, a crumbling school system. It's segregated schools. I mean, I know that the 1954 Supreme Court decision happened a long time ago, but in general, the you know, Marshall is a segregated school. I think it's 99% African American, and so I don't think segregated schools are the answer to anything. But again, I came to just only understand Sean Harrington's story, and it's really a remarkable story of courage and endurance, but also just sort of in the midst of this pretty bleak story of him getting shot. Another player has been paralyzed. Six other players have been murdered, all from a 2 or 3 year period of his teams at Marshall. In the midst of this is this incredible, you know, whatever your thoughts are on gun violence or inner city crime or education, Sean Harrington is I think everyone agrees, Sean Harrington is a remarkable person and just an astonishing amount of courage and that kind of parental love to dive on top of his daughter and then go on with his life. The daughter's now a sophomore in college and doing well. But that's what the book sort of focuses on, is the aftermath of the shooting and what happened at Marshall High School after the shooting.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. You know, you said his daughter's in college, and that's wonderful. What has happened to Sean Harrington? You know, you talked about his lack of a job and no health care and everything along those lines, and obviously the paralysis.
It's part of why telling the story is so important, is that he was being ignored by the Chicago Public Schools. Now, the Marshall High School people are nice, but they can't. He needed his job redefined because there's no it's not handicapped accessible at Marshall High School. It's a 100-year-old building.
Right.
And so what I was trying to do initially before I started writing the book was just get him publicity, tell the story. And finally, when the New York Times did a piece on Sean, I don't know if you know Joe Nocera, the great writer. He's not with the New York Times anymore, but he writes about sports and race and gun violence. And that. So I thought, well, let me go find so we went after Joe Nocera, and he did a great story. And I think what happened then is the New Yorkers read the story. Chicago, I think, is a little bit numb to the violence. But when the New York Times story hit, suddenly it got people's attention. The next thing you knew, HBO was featuring Sean Harrington.
Right.
And then I was finally able to get through. I knew that Arne Duncan could help because he was the U.S. Secretary of Education, but he'd also been the CEO of Chicago Public Schools. And then finally, after 3 or 4 years, Arne Duncan got involved, and they've redefined Sean Harrington's job. He's now a restorative justice counselor at Marshall. He doesn't have to go up and down the stairs like he used to for his old job. He has an office, and what he does is he works with kids who have been affected by the gun violence. And sadly, at Marshall High School, that's a lot of kids.
Yeah, so I mean, that's good. I'm glad it happened for him. It also seems minimal. I mean, here's a guy to me that, and I mean, maybe he doesn't want to do it or whatever the circumstances are, but we talk in this world of sports and billions of dollars and millions of dollars and tens of millions of dollars of everything else, that you would imagine that somebody with resource would get out there and get this guy out on a regular basis, going literally from town to town, city to city, gym to gym, whatever the circumstances are, and tell this story. And I think it brings us back to what we were talking about before. Where does responsibility lie? Well, here's somebody that could literally roll onto a gym court and tell you why you need to be responsible. And yet nobody seems to be willing to put up the finance or create the job, create the situation for him to be able to do this and tell his story. And I find that amazingly frustrating.
Well, I think that was part of what the New York Times piece did for Sean Harrington, is that it was sort of deaf ears. And I think people are – I even had people tell me, well, no, this is a good story. He lived. See, all these other people died. And as you know, Bob, there's thousands of these young men out there that have been – if they weren't killed, they were traumatized by gun violence, and so that's
sure.
Yeah, and it's finally starting to come along. You know, 4 years. You know, the world can move pretty slowly sometimes. And here, you know, I remember this. I don't want to argue politics with any of your listeners, but I remember when, in the midst of the Iraq War, where it seemed nothing was going to happen, and then do you remember that there was that kid named Casey Sheehan who got killed, and then the mother went and camped outside, you know, the president,
right.
President Bush's. Place in Texas, and suddenly that got a lot of attention. Now, why did that one get more attention than the others? I don't know, but it took a long. And I think now we're at a moment in America where people are talking about gun violence, and I'm still working out my own feelings about the issue. But it's front and center now, and so I think part of it is just the timing of things. And I think what happened to Sean, frankly, I don't think he ever. You know, this is something I've hammered him on, is that Jackie Robinson didn't wake up one day and say, I think I'll be the first African-American in modern Major League Baseball to desegregate. I think we're thrust into these places in history by accident, mostly. And so whether you're Muhammad Ali and there's the Vietnam mm-hmm. War or Jackie Robinson or Billie Jean King, or you're thrust, some people are thrust into these roles. And so what I tell Sean, and I think he's bought into it, is, look, you've already saved your daughter's life. You saved one kid's life. Let's go save one other kid. And I think you're right. It is a drop in the ocean. But, you know, we can only do it one kid at a time. And I think that's what Sean has dedicated himself to now, is maybe he can't solve the gun violence problem. He's just going to help one kid and then help another kid and then help another kid. And that's all any of us can do, I think.
Well, I agree with you. One step creates a million steps. But my point is, when you have a story, and you talked about why does this one stick where all the others don't. You know, you talk about all the shootings and all the violence in schools and everything. Look at what happened with Florida. And all of a sudden that sticks. Well, you look at a guy like Sean, and my point is you have the platform. And I'm not saying this is on Sean. I'm talking about people who supposedly care and have the resources to do things. Damn it. Bolster that platform, put it in concrete, and make sure that this message doesn't fade. It's just too important because, as you said, he saved his daughter's life. If he saves another life and then another life and then another life by being out there and being able to communicate, being able to talk, well, how important is that? Maybe that life he saves is the one that cures cancer. Maybe that's the one that flies to Mars. Maybe that's the one that solves world peace. I mean, I'm being Pollyannish to a certain point, but that's the reality of life. You never know what impact one individual is going to have on the world because we all have impact.
That's right, and I think I think what's happened with Sean is this, you know, he's in some ways, I mean, and I hope what the book has done is caught this moment. And I think what's easier for everyone to do, and I'm one of these people too, is what's easier for all of us to do is to turn off the news or don't pay attention to the Chicago's West Side or ignore this or ignore that and live our little, you know, live our little lives and not be affected by any of it. It's easier for all of us to do that, even and sadly even for Chicagoans. Is most of Chicago again is perfectly safe. There's no, you know, I walk home late at night in Chicago, never feel threatened, but it's easy to sort of tune out the problems. But somebody has to sort of go dig in. If things mm-hmm. are going to change, somebody's going to have to go dig in, and that's why I have such great admiration for what he did years ago. He came back to Chicago, and
right.
Bob, part of the story is in 2003, there was a break-in in his neighborhood, and his own mother was murdered. And so I think that's part of what this is in 2003. So 11 years before he was shot, his own mother was killed. And he's an only child. And I think part of it, he has no relationship with his father. So I think part of what he was up to was Marshall felt like home to him. And
sure,
it's one thing to say, why don't you just move to Tucson or, you know, that kind of thing. But when mom's gone, everybody's gone, except the one thing that meant everything to him as a kid was Marshall High School basketball. And so he never applied for other coaching jobs. He never, never interviewed anywhere else. He never thought about leaving Marshall. It was completely dedicated to his school and his neighborhood. And that's what, I'm a little bit cautious of, just because I wrote a book, seeming like I have any kind of answers. I think there's people who've been wrestling with this gun violence and inner city problems for years and years. And what I think as a writer, I just wanted to walk readers into it and say, look at this Sean Harrington guy. Isn't this an amazing story?
Yeah, Russ Bradford, Brad Bird, joining us here on The Attack. It's not, I was practicing your name. It's not easy, you know.
But the book is called All the Dreams We've Dreamed. And the title comes from, believe it or not, my wife is a poet. She came up with the title. It's a Langston Hughes poem about America. And in some ways, I think what the title even does is it captures this incredible passion for America and a passion for, passion for righteousness and social justice. And again, it's become complicated for me because, it's popular to bash the police in Chicago. And yes, there's plenty of police problems in Chicago, but you've got teenagers with pistols and cops trying to, and we want the cops to exercise perfect control at every second. And yes, I get that. And I would lean to the left in just about every issue, but I've gotten where the more cops I talk to, the more I realized how difficult this entire situation is for everybody. And there is no easy fix for it.
No, there isn't. And as the son of a cop, which I am, I lean to the right on a lot of things, but, I'll tell you something. If anybody wants to question what the police have to deal with on a day in, day out basis, and there's bad cops the same as there are good cops. Nobody's going to not acknowledge that. Take a walk down Hogan's Alley sometime. And I don't know if you're familiar with Hogan's Alley.
Where's that, Bob?
Well, Hogan's Alley is what they call the decision-making process when they hand the cop a gun for the first time and they're trying to train them on decisions, where the pop-up bad guys and good guys pop up in the windows and in the doorways.
Yes.
And you have to make that decision as to whether to shoot or not shoot. It's an amazing experience that my dad had the ability to let me go through. I think my count was 5 and 5.
Well,
and it's funny, but it's not funny because.
Well, that's right. And I think that's one of the things that Sean is up to now, that Sean Harrington is up to now is, and the book talks about this, is that he's got this idea, we've got to get to these kids earlier. And so he's doing these youth basketball things, not with teenagers. I'm all for the midnight basketball, let's work with it. But I think his idea is we've got to get these kids started at a younger age. And so his youth team, they're sixth graders and seventh graders, and it's a chance to, get to these guys at an earlier age and say, one of the kids who I interviewed for the book that became paralyzed, there's a kid named Martin Satterfield who's in a wheelchair like Sean is. And he was a good high school player, a starter on a very good team and that kind of thing. But he told me that he was making between $100 and $500 a day by running a packet of drugs out to a car.
Right.
And now how are we going to tell a kid from a poor family, forget that $300 you're making a day and you really need to enroll? And so, I mean, it's just a funny situation and a complicated situation. But I also think this is true. I'm no Buddhist, Bob, but there's a Buddhist expression that says, if you understand one thing, you can understand the world. And I think in this case, what I'm hoping to do in the book is that by looking at Sean's story and this little microcosm of Chicago and even in the glamorous world of Chicago basketball, just by understanding one person's life and what happened to him, they would give us a greater sort of empathy for the world.
I think it's a pretty good place to end. We're starting to get up against it. Please give me your social media date of the book release and any other information you deem relevant?
Well, the book is All the Dreams We've Dreamed, a story of hoops and handguns on Chicago's West Side. And I don't know, it's the Chicago Review Press. I wanted to go with a press that was from Chicago. So if you Google Chicago Review Press or All the Dreams We've Dreamed, my name is R-U-S, which is one S.
Right.
We were very poor when I was a kid, Bob. We could only afford one S in my name. So it's Russ Bradbird. It's B-R-A-D-B-U-R-D. And so just by Googling, I think, any of that, or go into your bookstore and say, I want that book about that looks at Marshall High School 25 years after Hoop Dreams. And Sean Harrington, you can read a lot about Sean. There's a lot of stuff written about him online, but it's S-H-A-W-N. It's not the Irish way.
Right.
I lived in Ireland for a couple of years. I know. At least know how to spell Sean the Irish way. But this is S H A W N, Sean Harrington.
Well, Russ, I appreciate the couple minutes. Like I said, you're welcome back anytime. I hope you enjoyed it as well.
Bob, I did, but it's. I don't know if I'll write another book like this one ever. It kept me up at night, and I woke up worrying about Sean Harrington. But yeah, he's a remarkable guy, and his story deserves to be told.
Well, thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Anytime. Russ Bradbird. It's a story that needs to be told. Not easy stuff to talk about, not easy stuff to deal with. And, again, it's go check it out. HBO did something on Real Sports. Times wrote an article. There's a lot of stuff there. Let's tap out right here. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Black. You're not.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
651.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
I want to thank Russ Bradford for coming on board. Good stuff. We're going to tap right on out of here. So hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be talking to you again real soon. I'm Bob Black. Enjoy the rest of your day.